like that shoots out and goes all over. Therefore, that goes over the whole meat, the moras of the whole meat. But in our case here in the Mishnah, the gid hanosha, the tam of the gid is not fatty. So therefore, that does not come out if you roast it. Only if you cook it does the tam come out. But just by roasting it,
the tam of the gid is not spread out, and therefore, as I said before, by tzoleyo bimuta. So we ask the question now, is that true? Or the chelav also, if you roast, let's say, a piece of meat that has fat inside it, do you say the whole piece of meat becomes also? Rabbi Chana said that uvde heve kaimed Rabbi Yochanan, it once happened a case by in front of Rabbi Yochanan, the chnishta de moin, he's in the base of Knesset, in the shul there of moin, that it once happened big D, they once had a kid there, she had solo bechalboy, that they roasted it with its fat, and with its fats, and the yosu, they came, v'shalul Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Rabbi Yochanan, what should we do? Is it muta to eat the rest of the meat or not? V'yom, and Rabbi Yochanan said to them, yes, Kalif, he said to them, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, that just cut away the meat. Kalif Yechel, Achimigil Chalba, you could eat all the meat, just when you come down to the fat, just leave over the fat. So it's a stira. We're saying before now that by Kalif you have a fatty piece of meat, then the pshat is that the fat spreads out all over the meat. And here it's mashmi, even the fatty is still its mutter. So Moshe Zanechanam, I tell you how who, this story here, this case of Rabbi Yochanan, was Kochashevi. It was a lean kid. It was a lean piece of meat. Therefore, it wasn't fatty. So therefore, even though it had some fat inside it, but that fat does not spread. So therefore, it's a mutter. A normal piece of meat, usually we say is fatty, and therefore it would spread. I think Allah, we always chosha that any piece of meat we have, we always consider it to be like a shomein, a fat, that it would spread. If you ever roast it with fat, it would spread. Another parrot here is Rav Huna by Yuduama Kulio Bechelboy. I'll tell you, here was a little different case. He was told that it was a kidney that was roasted with its fats. Kulio Bechelboy Heve Visharya and his Muta. So why is it different? Rashi says, Mishum Demavsa Karma, there's a membrane going around the fat. So therefore, here it doesn't spread. But a normal fat, that would spread. Rovin Bar Ravada Oma Kilchus Biyufus Hevi. I tell you, the case over here was it was Kilchus that was found in a pot. As she says, Kilchus means Sheketz Dogum Ketanim. It was small fish, small tray for fish that they found there. That was the story. It wasn't a fatty piece of meat. It was the Dogum Ketanim, small fish they found there. They were tray for him. V'yosu Shalav Yerkentes Rabbi Yochanan. V'yomul, he said to him, L'taymiyo Kfeilo Armoi. Let a goyisha cook taste it. In other words, let's see if the taste of the fish, he could tell it in the meat or not. So that was the case, because it wasn't a piece of fat over here, but rather the reason why I said it was muta, because it was fish. Why it says fish is not called fatty. So if it's only shell that shreif of fish give off tam into the meat. So he said, let's bring a goyisha cook, and let the cook taste it, and we'll see if he tasted it or not. So much like this, Amarav, Rav said, Meiresh at the beginning, Hevi Kakashli, was bothering me. Hod the Tanya, that's what we learned. That Kideiro Shebisho Bo Boso Lo Yivasho Bo Chola. That's the Mishnah later we'll have. That a flesh of the pot, you're not allowed to cook milk in that pot. Vim Bisho, let's say you put some milk in a flesh of the pot. So, Benoy Saint Tam. The locher is that the milk is also, if the tam of the meat, the tam of the pot, went into the milk, then it's also. But there's no taste of the pot of the meat in the milk, then it's muta. And the same thing in locher is truma. If you have some truma, is lo yivasha b'chum. You have a pot that used to cook truma in it, so you should not now cook chumun in it. And v'yim bishul, if you did cook regular food in that pot, but nice thing time again, you have to taste it to see if the food tastes from the taste of truma. Then it's all also not also. It has a locher like truma. Only a kohen could eat it, and if not, anybody could eat it. That's halacha later. So it says like this, Bishlem is very good, I understand, the second case, Truma. It says, but if you taste the Truma in the food, then it's also. So how do you know if it tasted or not? Tell him like Kohen is very good, let a Kohen eat it, the Kohen can eat it anyway. So let a Kohen taste it, and if he says he tastes the meat, if he tastes the Truma, we'll know that a regular sword cannot eat from it. Ela bosa v'cholov man toimle. It says if you put milk in a flesh to kapat, so if you taste the tam of the flesh of the meat in the milk, then it's also. But who could taste it? Like a Jew is not allowed to taste it. There'll be a nisa bosa b'cholov. So how do we know if it tastes like it or not? That was always bothering him. So therefore, that was bothering Rava. But Rava said, Hashtya now, to Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and says, Sam chinanak feila moi, that you have a right to rely on a goyish cook. Like it says over here, let a goyish cook taste it. So if so, hochinam, if sham, the Mishnah is also the same thing. Sam chinanak feila moi, you let to rely on a goyish cook. And so he speaks out, Afagab David Yechovim who? Even though he's a goy, and usually we don't trust a goy, so how come here we trust a goy? There it says, Kivon the kfeilu, a guy's a cook, he's loy mishaka, we have a chazak, like he's not going to lie, to loy yasurum nosoy. He doesn't want to lose his job. Like if he's going to lie and say really it doesn't taste, and it does taste, so later we'll find out the truth, we'll taste it, and we will taste it. So people say, that guy can't be a cook. So therefore he won't want to lose his name, his repetition, and therefore he'll for sure tell the truth. So you see, we have right to be samech on the goyish cooks. Here also, be samech on the goyish cook. Let him taste it. So in our case was, if you taste the treif of fish and the meat is also. And if you don't taste the treif of fish, then the meat is muta. You hear the same thing, basa b'cholof. Now the Gemara says, the Yom Rav, because Rav says like this, Omer Rabbonin, Rabbonin said the klolim by Noisim Tam is like this, that Omer Rabbonin b'tayma. Certain things are b'tayma, like you have to tell if you taste the yisadir, it's also. If you don't taste it, not. Rashi says, Omer Rabbonin b'tayma means v'kam makoymis, a lot of places in Gemara, sheshinuna, that we learned, b'noisim tam, something is also b'noisim tam. V'yom Rabbonin, yeah, that's one halacha. And also, v'yom Rabbonin b'kfeila. The Rabbonin say a lot of times you could be samech on a cook. Let a cook taste it to see if he tastes the yisra or not. And Rashi says, v'yom Rabbonin b'kfeila said. So that's another halacha. And thirdly, v'yom Rabbonin, sometimes Rabbonin say b'shishim. Like if you can't have anybody taste it, so then we go b'shishim.